Welcome to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. I am your host, Debbie Reed, Manager of Persistence and Outcomes. We are in week 7 of summer 2021 term. If you are a 493 student, you will be taking the VADI pharmacology assessment this week. Make sure you do the VADI pre-work before each assessment and check your messages daily from your VADI coach. Remember to complete the Dr. Khan questions each week as well. Only 3 weeks remain as you prepare for your exit exam. If you need assistance, please reach out to Dr. Khan or to me. Delayed requests for assistance may result in late work completion and a need to redo this term. If you are a 480 student, you will be taking the MedSurg capstone assessment this week. Do not forget to complete the pre and post work. You can do this. 4 weeks left with this term. Please make sure you are preparing each week for class and reaching out to your professor for one-on-one tutoring and the nursing academic specialist Hermy Barbieto if you are not achieving passing grades. For the rest of West Coast University who may be listening in, reach out early for help. Your instructor is conducting group and one-on-one tutoring, and you have the nursing academic specialist workshops and one-on-one sessions available. Take advantage of everything we have to offer you. It's all set up for your success. This week's podcast is discussing test-taking tips with Dean Sasha Montes de Oca. In addition, we have a series of podcasts and vlogs regarding test-taking anxiety and skills by nursing academic specialist Cindy Rolette. Part 2 is this week's feature.
Our topics that we're going to cover in this week's podcast, we've got a couple of NCLEX testing tips for you, and we're going to go over some basic care and comfort. We've got to go back to fundamentals, make sure that's strong, make sure that that is fresh in your mind. That tends to be the client care topic that gets forgotten about most quickly because it's what you cover way in the beginning of nursing school. So guys, you need to know the NCLEX is a perfect world. Don't get lost in getting doctor's orders, calling someone for a consult. Don't get caught up in that. If there's a medication that needs to be given, you have the order for it. If there's something that needs to be done, you have the order to do it, all right? You don't need to call the doctor for orders. You have them. This is the perfect world. You have everything that you need. Don't shove off your responsibility onto someone else. The only time that you will say you're going to ask someone to do something for you is if the question is about who you're going to ask, right? If you can go and get the patient some water, then you go get the patient some water. Don't shove that off. That's never the right answer. In any situation, do not leave your patient. One of the options will always be go get help. Don't ever pick that option. That is always the wrong answer. You don't want to go get help. You are the help. So whatever is wrong with your patient, take care of it. Fix it. Understand expected versus unexpected. Don't get caught up in the fear and the hype. Don't prioritize an expected finding. What does this mean, right? Sometimes it's expected that patients are going to go south. So do you prioritize that? Do you not? Here's an example. If you have a patient who has COPD, you expect them to have a lower oxygen saturation than somebody that has good functioning lungs. So if a question is giving you an option between going to see the COPD patient whose oxygen saturation is 90% or going and seeing the post-appendectomy patient who says that his stomach feels as hard as a tabletop, right? You want to go see that appendectomy patient. Appendectomies are supposed to cause a bit of discomfort and perhaps pain right out of the post-op period, but your stomach is never supposed to be rigid. That means that he has internal bleeding and it needs to be assessed. The COPD patient who's sitting at 90% is having a great day. If he has COPD and that's his oxygen saturation, his day is amazing. Now it's time to look at an NCLEX question. If you use the tips that I just gave you, you'll be able to figure out your choice pretty quickly. You've just received nursing report from the previous shift, and you're performing your morning patient assessments. You have a total of 4 patients that are either post-op or pre-op for surgery, which assessment finding requires further nursing action. A, orange-colored urine in a patient who is taking pyridium and is post-op day 3 from a TURP. B, no stool excretion in a patient who is post-op day 2 from a colostomy. C, shoulder pain in a patient who is post-op day 1 from a laparoscopic cholecystectomy. D, pain rating that is decreased from a 10 to a 0 in a patient who is waiting an appendectomy. We're going to take a quick pause, and you can think back over the options that I just gave you, or even rewind the podcast. Go back to the hints that I gave you and the ways to find an answer, and then we're going to come back and we'll give our answer and explanation just a moment. Welcome back. Your answer is option D. So a patient with an appendectomy is going to have continued pain until A, the appendix either bursts, or B, the appendix is removed. Any time that a patient states that they feel better before they've had the appendectomy is a huge red flag. Chances are the appendicitis has burst and is now going to cause peritonitis if you don't get in and clean out the abdomen. This can cause extreme sepsis and can lead to death. For option A, the orange-colored urine is exactly what's supposed to happen when a patient takes pyridium. Additionally, when a patient has had a TURP, they're going to have that light pink and sometimes clotted urine for a little bit. Option B is no stool excretion after surgery, which can be a concern, right? But let's look at what they told us. This is post-op day 2 for a colostomy. It can take 3 to 4 days to have a stool creation if you've had a colostomy. So that is an expected finding. While we're a little bit concerned, it's expected and okay. Option C was talking about shoulder pain, right? And now you guys are very used to having radiating shoulder pain given to you as options for answers, wanting you to look at an MI. In this particular case, these are things that you have to know, okay? After you've had a cholecystectomy, which is a removal of the gallbladder, okay, a laparoscopic surgery has got to fill the abdomen with air. As the air starts to disseminate and leave the body, it can cause radiating shoulder pain. All right. So again, you have to know the difference between expected and unexpected findings. Moving right along now, we're going to look at basic care and comfort. Basic care and comfort falls under the physiological integrity umbrella. According to NCSBN, their definition of basic care and comfort is the nurse provides comfort and assistance in the performance of activities of daily living. So looking at this and topics that can come under basic care and comfort, we are looking at assistive devices, elimination, mobility and immobility, non-pharmacological comfort interventions, nutrition and oral hygiene, personal hygiene, and rest and sleep. Okay. NCSBN, for those of you that don't know, publishes the RN test plan every year. So if you pull up this PDF that is available on ncsbn.org, you're able to see the blueprint of NCLEX. NCSBN, the creators of the scariest test in your life, which, by the way, isn't that scary, guys. A couple of deep breaths, bring down that anxiety. It's a lot of pressure, but a lot of the pressure comes from internal worry, okay? Because the creators of this test give you the study guide for the test. It can't get any simpler than that, folks. They give you the blueprint. They tell you what's going to be on the test and what the percentage breakdown is. So let's look at basic care and comfort, which is a throwback to our fundamental days. And really, it's the capstone and the foundation of all of nursing. Okay. So we're looking at things like assisting the client to compensate for physical or sensory impairment. This is what we're talking about when you're discussing neglect syndrome after a stroke, right? You want to make sure that the patient is acknowledging perhaps the right side of their body if they're having issues with neglect. When it comes to assistive devices, we're looking at ways that we can show them how to use their hearing aids, how to use crutches, or how to use a walker. Okay. And that goes with evaluating the correct use of these devices. When it comes to elimination, we're looking at skincare for incontinent patients. We are looking at whether or not the patient can eliminate, and if they can't, can we restore that problem? And how are we going to restore it and maintain it? Okay. Mobility is looking at ways to improve circulation, applying or maintaining orthopedic devices, you know, checking the client for mobility or gait issues. Non-pharmacological comfort interventions. I know that everybody likes to joke about the patient in the ER complaining of pain 10 out of 10, but they're on their phone. What's to say that that patient doesn't have pain 10 out of 10, right? Because if we look at non-pharmacological comfort interventions, distraction is one of those. The patient is helping themselves in a non-medicated way to distract from the pain. Nutrition and oral hygiene. Assess their ability to chew. Can they swallow, right? Do they have their dentures in? Are their dentures loose? Are their dentures ill-fitted? And what about personal hygiene? We understand that hygiene has to do with bacteria, right? If you have a patient who doesn't know how to effectively wash their leg in the shower because they have a diabetic ulcer, your patient's diabetic ulcer is never going to get better. Rest and sleep. This is where questions about diuretics come into play. We know that patients need to have a good sleep pattern. They can't have broken sleep, right? So what do we do to address basic care and comfort for our patients who are taking LASIX or HCTZ? You tell them to take their medication in the morning. This way, when they go to sleep at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, they're not being woken up because they have to go pee. All right. So that is the basic overview of basic care and comfort. We will look at some NCLEX questions that focus specifically on that next week. We'll see how well you retain that information. Give it a little run through in your ATI books and perhaps really focus on testing questions that cover basic care and comfort. Before I sign off, I just wanted to give a shout out to nursejournal.org. registerednursern.com, and the NCSBN 2019 RN testing plan for helping me put together this podcast for you guys. You know, references don't stop when your nursing program does. Have a great week. Keep up the studying. Make sure to make some time for you. Go for a jog, go for a walk, watch some TV, cuddle your pets, talk to your kids, acknowledge your spouse, whatever it is. Make time for you this week. That is your assignment. 20 minutes a day at a minimum. That is just all about you. See you next week, guys. Have a good one.
Remember, there are two things you are in total control of in life: your attitude and your effort. Keep up the positive attitude and give 100% effort as you prepare for your classes, your assessments, and the NCLEX exam. Thank you for tuning in to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. We will be back again next week with a new learning experience.